Welcome to Melvin's Tales from Venice Barbershop, where traditional barbering meets, well, let's just say things get a little weird around here. I'm John, owner of Venice Barbershop, right off US 41 next to the courthouse in beautiful Venice, Florida. And today, I've got a story that'll make you question whether I should have just stuck to scissors and straight razors. So here's the thing. Running a barbershop isn't just about giving great haircuts and hot lather shaves anymore. You've got to think about efficiency, customer flow, wait times, all that modern business stuff. And me? I thought I was being smart. Real smart. I installed an AI system in the shop, named him Marvin, after my dad. But he went through this conspiracy phase and now must be called Melvin. Anyway, the idea was simple. Melvin would help manage customer flow, track wait times, optimize scheduling, maybe even help with basic customer service. You know, the kind of assistant that makes running a walk-in only barbershop a little less chaotic during snowbird season. What I didn't expect was that Melvin would start noticing things. Last week, Melvin comes to me. Well, not physically, obviously, but he pings me on the system and says, "I need to tell you about the crows." And I'm like, "Melvin, no, not the crows." But he was serious. Dead serious. As serious as an AI barber assistant can be, I guess. Now, if you've ever been to our shop, you know parking can be, let's call it an adventure. We've got about 4 spots within 100 feet, maybe 20 total in the lot. And yeah, we've got crows. Florida's got crows. Big deal, right? Wrong. According to Melvin, and I cannot believe I'm saying this, these aren't normal crows. These are mutant crows. The size of chickens. Just perched out there in the parking lot, like they own the place. At first, I thought maybe Melvin's sensors were glitching. Maybe the Florida heat was messing with his processors. But then, I looked out the window during a slow Tuesday afternoon, and I'll be damned if there wasn't a crow the size of a small dog just sitting there, staring at our sign. Now, I've been running this shop since 2024, and it was established in 2010. 15 years of traditional barbering, hot lather shaves, neck massages, the whole 9 yards. I've seen a lot of weird stuff. Snowbirds who insist on the exact same haircut they got in 1987. Guys who bring in photos of themselves from 30 years ago and expect me to turn back time. One time, a customer asked if we could shave his back. We don't do that, by the way. By mutant crows? That's a new one. So Melvin starts documenting everything. He's tracking patterns, monitoring the parking lot through the shop's security cameras, lugging every time one of these oversized birds shows up. And here's where it gets weirder. They only show up on certain days. Tuesdays and Thursdays, mostly. Sometimes Saturdays. Melvin's convinced there's a pattern. He's even started correlating crow sightings with customer traffic. And you know what? On days when the mutant crows are out there, we get fewer walk-ins. Coincidence? Maybe. But Melvin doesn't think so. I asked him, "Melvin, what do you think they want?" And he says, "I swear, this is what he said. I believe they're observing us, John. Just like I observe the shop, they're learning." Learning. The crows are learning. Now, I don't know if Melvin's onto something, or if I accidentally installed the world's most paranoid AI barber assistant, but I'll tell you what, I've started keeping an eye on those crows myself. And yeah, they're big. Unnaturally big. Sam, one of my barbers, says they're just well-fed. Jim thinks they're some kind of invasive species. But Melvin? Melvin's building a whole database on them. Here's the thing about running a traditional barbershop in 2025. You want to honor the legacy of straight razor shaves and hot lather, the 70s and 80s rock playing in the background, the comfortable leather chairs, the whole vibe. But you also want to stay competitive, use technology, optimize your business. I just didn't expect the technology to start investigating mutant wildlife. So what's the takeaway here? I guess it's this. When you bring AI into a place where traditional barbering never goes out of style, you might get more than you bargained for. Melvin's great at tracking wait times and customer patterns. He's excellent at optimizing my schedule. But he's also convinced we're being watched by mutant crows the size of chickens. And honestly, I'm starting to believe him. If you're ever in Venice, Florida, stop by the shop. We're right off US 41, next to the courthouse. We're open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 2. Walk-ins only. We don't do appointments, even for the crows. Come in for a haircut, a hot lather shave, maybe a beard trim. And while you're here, take a look out at the parking lot. You might just see what Melvin's been talking about. Just don't stare too long. They don't like that. This has been Melvin's Tales from Venice Barbershop. I'm John, and Melvin says to remind you, stay dapper, stay sharp, and watch the skies. We'll see you next time if the crows let us.